And it's a joy to be with you all, especially with my pastor friend, Pastor Stephen Fraser, his family and the church here, and my dear friends here, Dr. Inbaraj is here, his family, Reverend Mike Bickley is there, all the dear people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord. Are you all happy tonight? David said that he was very glad when they said they would go to the house of the Lord. You know what? Whenever I came across some problems, now we men of God come across a lot of problems, don't we, Pastor? Whenever we get a lot of problems, you know, the place that I run to is the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because all my answers come from Him. He is the answer to all our problems even tonight. Hallelujah. You can believe that. You can give a nice clap offering to the Lord. Let's have church tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome master. Hallelujah. I'm really excited because last time when I came, you know, we all worshipped in a different place. And God has, you know, enlarged us. Amen. I'm reminded of Isaiah 54 and verse number 3, you know. You shall break forth and go to the left and to the right. We serve a limitless God. Are you with me? We serve a limitless God. Tonight, you know, people, we serve a limitless God. He says, I am the Lord of all flesh. And is there anything that is too hard for me? Says the Lord. And we know, I know, and we know there's nothing that is too hard for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I never thought that this was possible this time, okay? I thought I would be there in Michigan by this day. There were invitations coming. But God has a special plan in our lives. And you are not here by accident today. Tonight, you are here because of God's incident. God has brought us here to His presence. And when God does something, He does it excellently well. Amen? God never makes a mistake. Whatever He does, He plans it out well and He does it. He never goes back on His word. Why? Because He is God. Hallelujah. His words, His promises are amen and amen all the time. Hallelujah. I'm alive today because of the grace of God. Well, sometime back, you know, I'll just say this out and then we'll go to the Word of God. The Spirit of the Lord is kindling me to do that. We got some good wood in our garden, right? Nice wood. I come to America and see all your oak trees and I go like this. Wow. We have a lot of teak trees, right? In India. And one time, you know, I took some nice wood years ago. Maybe 10, 12 or 13 years ago. I took these logs to be sawn in that sawmill. And as that work was being done, I began to speak to that young man there. The son of the owner of that sawmill. And you know, everywhere I go, I speak about Jesus. Are you happy to hear that? I just sit in a big jetliner and I speak to the co-passenger there. One time, I spoke to a man 40,000 feet above the sea level, high up in the air, on the way to New York JFK Airport, and got him saved 40,000 feet high up, and then I came over and baptized him in water. Hallelujah. So I was speaking the love of God to this young man, but this young man was not an ordinary man. He was a very angry man. You talk to him about Jesus, he's not happy. He wasn't happy when I told him about the love of God. He said, this man doesn't know me. He might even want to strike people if they told about Jesus. He came from a very staunch Catholic family. And that family is known for murders. They murdered so many people, and many people in their own family were murdered. Murderous family. So he didn't like what I said, but he didn't hit me. He went away saying, "Oh, this man doesn't know who I am." But that night, that young man could not sleep. He was restless. And on Sunday morning, he was in the church. He gave his heart to the Lord. And I got to go away to England to minister. So he went and took baptism with another church. That's fine. Now he's a man of God. He's a pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last month before I came, I invited him to my church. I said, "Come. Come on, preach for some time." He's my Timothy, okay? So he was hesitant. "Pastor, you preach, I'll be here." I said, okay, come on, preach for some time. And the first thing that he said was like this. He said, "I am alive today because of this man of God here. This man told me about Jesus. I should have died long ago. I would have been killed the way that I kill people. I should have been butchered. But I'm alive today, and I'm servant of the Lord because of this man of God, Pastor Alan Roy." I sat there like this and said, "Lord, if there is some meaning in my life, this is it." Are you happy? Tonight, you are not going to leave this church without finding the meaning of your life. Hallelujah. Are you all excited about it? I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about him all the time because I know Jesus to be real in my life. Hallelujah. He's so real to me. He is my life. He is my life source. I live because of him. Hallelujah. I live because my master lives. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Let's quickly turn out to the Word of God tonight. We'll go to the book of Joshua. Yeah. Go to the book of Joshua, and I'll read for you from chapter number 6. Book of Joshua, chapter number 6. Oh. I'll read from the first verse onwards. "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua." That's beautiful. "The Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once." And then the verses go on. You know the whole story behind, right? All right. Jericho was shut up before the children of Israel. And here we find Joshua, the man of God, the leader whom God had raised after his servant Moses. One thing that excites me about the life of this Joshua is that Joshua never left the tabernacle. He stayed there. How many of us really want to dwell in the house of God? Some of you really want some rooms around here, right? What is dwelling in the house of God? Being in the presence of God. Choosing the presence of God over the other things of this earth. Taking time to be in the presence of God. You might tell me, "Pastor Alan Roy, you don't know America. We live in a very fast country. Right? Oh, you have lots of things to do. And you are so busy all the time." I find people getting up early in the morning and rushing for their work. I'm not against that. That's fine. But what will be it? You need to take time in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse number 31 says like this, they that wait upon the Lord. How many of us love to wait? Waiting is not a very interesting thing, right? In India, Brother David, we wait for the bus that never comes, right? But this word, wait, has been taken from the Hebraic word that goes like this, kawa. Kawa is to put three small ropes together, make them intertwine with each other and make it a big rope. If they are single ropes, then you can just quickly snap them. But when they are intertwined with each other, they never break. Hallelujah. When you wait upon God, you are intertwined with God. Hallelujah. His life force begins to flow through you. Hallelujah. You are not living in the ordinary. You are living in the super ordinary. Hallelujah. You are not living an ordinary life. You are living a superhuman life. Hallelujah. You know what? Our God is a superhuman God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is all powerful. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. So men of God, women of God tonight, let me exhort you and tell you that we need to spend time, quality time in the presence of God. In my life, I was working as a professor in a university college. Life was very exacting. But you know, I chose to give the quality time of a life to the Lord. I'll come back. Early morning, I'll get up from my bed and be in the presence of God. I don't get up till I enjoy the presence of my God. Hallelujah. And when I walk into the college, the glory of the Lord is on me. I don't go to the classrooms and preach about Jesus. My life talks about Jesus. Hallelujah. Students were simply drawn. People are simply drawn. Dear people of God, if you choose to stay in the presence of God, God's glory will come and rest on you. These are days we men and women of God have to have the glory of God about us. This world is waiting to see that. Hallelujah. People next door are waiting to see that. Hallelujah. Hurting families around, they're waiting to see that. They want the glory of God. Hallelujah. They are in darkness, that's true. But you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Are you ready to shine for God? Ready to shine for God? Joshua. Whoa, he was growing up. He was a young man like many people here. He didn't go after the other people. But he chose to be in the tabernacle with Moses. He did not depart from the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's something, right? Sometimes we might say, our work is very exciting. You know, we can still do the work and be full of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In India, you know, we cannot go out to drive and get out to some places without praying well at home. Because life on the road is not very certain. Here in America, you say that you come home and pray. We can't afford to do that in India. We have to pray well before we leave. You know what I do? When I get my car out, you know, I hand over the wheel in the hands of the Holy Ghost. And he takes me over. I just weave through the traffic. And I'm not a slow driver. I'm very fast. Your 70 miles is nothing for me. I do 80 and above. In the Indian roads. But it's all because, you know, the wheel is in the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall I tell you something? I was speeding along one day. As usual. Suddenly I heard the Holy Spirit of God tell me, my son, slow down. That's interesting. I would love to obey the Holy Spirit of God. Hello? Did you hear me? If the Holy Spirit of God tells me something, I am willing to obey Him all the way. Hallelujah. That's such an obedience alone takes me to this great country many times. It's not because of anything else. It's not because somebody promised me something. No, I don't go after the promises of people. I go after the word of God and the promises of my Father. Hallelujah. I am a man of faith. I have walked into this great nation. Even this time, would see things, three single dollar bills in my pocket. Would you believe that? Call that faith. And God honors faith. Hallelujah. Our God is a God of faith. And He honors our faith. If you learn to have your faith in God, God will want to honor your faith even tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Without a sacrifice, it's not easy to please God. God always looks for a sacrifice, even the sacrifice of our faith. Hallelujah. We take steps in faith, trusting in God and going by every word that comes from the mouth of our Father. Hallelujah. So I was speeding along, like say 70, 80 miles. And then the Holy Spirit of God told me, my son, slow down. So immediately I took my leg from the accelerator. My vehicle was dying down in speed. It came to, I got a very close call. Almost brushed through near my vehicle. Had I come in that 80 miles an hour, you would have carried me along, big vehicle. The Holy Ghost knows what He is doing with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always, people of God, listen to the Holy Spirit of God. Wait for Him until He speaks out. Joshua is now before this Jericho. And Jericho is closed down. The devil tries to close down many things for you, sister. But God wants to break all those barriers tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who can close? Who can stop the people of God from progressing? Hallelujah. God is with you. God is with us. He goes before us. He says, I will go before you and make the crooked straight. He will go before you. Our God doesn't sit there and say, go, my son. When He says go, He goes before you. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, I hear my bell ringing, my phone ringing. And I pick up my phone. And somebody at the other side says, oh, pastor, can you come here quickly? We are in great trouble. This demon spirit is making a lot of problems. Going round and round, speaking all sorts of evil things. We are unable to hold it back. The call comes around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the night. When I am, no, fast asleep. But I keep always my phone near me, pastor. I get up, pray. And when the Holy Spirit of God tells me to go, I close the door behind me with my wife and children in the house. And take my car and go out into the night. And many times before I could go there, the Holy Spirit of God had already done the work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He needs some obedience from us tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you are willing to obey the Holy Ghost? Willing to obey the Holy Ghost? Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you tonight, are you willing to obey the Holy Spirit of God? Hallelujah. God is looking for that pack of people who are willing to obey Him every step of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can talk to you a lot of things about obeying the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's not easy. It's easy. It's hard sometimes. It's hard. One time the Lord wanted me to walk on the road and pray. Oh, that's something I never did in India. I always rode my motorbike at top speed. Even round the corner, no, I'll go at least. Now, I'll just speed along. Many times I knew that my tires, you know, were not on the tarmac. They were half a foot, no, high up in the air. That's the way I was. But God told me to walk on the streets and pray. That was when a festival was started near in the Hindu temple on the eastern side of the church, pastor. So in India, we have lots of demons, okay? We have lots of people also. Lots of demons also. You know the number? You'd like to know it? You seem to know, you really want to know that, right? Can you count? 1, 2, 3. Right? 33 million. 33 million gods and goddesses. And the population is exploding. But we are not afraid of those demons. Those demons are afraid of the men of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He that is with us is greater than he that is in the world. When God told me, I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you very brief. This festival started. And when this festival goes on there, it'll go on for 3 days. Lots of fun and fireworks and the lights and huge noise and all the cacophonous noise. I'm a musician. So when I hear cacophonous music, my, you understand my difficulty, okay? And you know that, know how the festivals go. So that night, it was starting. The day they started, I get called my church for a fasting prayer. I love to fast and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whenever the Spirit of the Lord prompts me, not just routine, when the Spirit of the Lord puts me in my heart, I fast and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So our people were there to fast with me and pray in the church. And that night I decided to hear from the Lord what the Lord really wanted me to do. There's always that God wants us to do something. All right, you know that? Are you with me? God always wants us to do something. We cannot just, you know, sit somewhere and say, God, do it, do it, do it. No. God wants us to take the first step of faith. Hallelujah. Those people that took the Ark of the Covenant, they got to put their feet on the flowing Jordan. The moment their feet touched the waters of Jordan, Jordan was divided into two. You need to take a step of faith. You need to do something. Even tonight, you know, you may be required to do something for the Lord. You have to take a bold step and God will take over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I decided to hear from God. I said, Lord, tonight I will not go to my bed. I will not sleep. My wife was in the bed. My children were in the bed. And I was near my bed praying to the Lord. It became 10:30, 11, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I was so tired, my back was hurting. I finally rested myself against the wall, but I chose to pray, not sleep. Hallelujah. Around 4 in the morning, Pastor, around 4 in the morning, the Holy Spirit of God is so gentle. Hallelujah. That's not any gentleman like him. He's so gentle. I heard the gentle voice of the Holy Ghost tell me, my son, walk on this road and pray. That's interesting, right? I had to pay the price there. I want to sleep. I was tired. My bones were aching. But I was very strong in my decision. Lord, until I hear from you, I will not sleep. And now this is what the Lord tells me. Come on, my son. Walk on the road and pray. Hallelujah. You know what? I told the Lord, Lord, I'll do that. Even if you want me to go bending all over, I'll do that. Call that obedience. Amen? I meant it. That night I took my big maglite torch because lots of scorpions will be on the road and small snakes also, venomous snakes in India, you know? Right. I went there and when we were walking towards the temple that was causing the starting of this festival, you know what they did was really very bad. You know, they would take a big idol, huge idol. 40 to 60 people will carry one idol. And come on the road. They'll stand in front of the church. When I was growing up in the church, this is what happened. They'll stop that idol when the worship was on in the church. And they'll do all sorts of things to that idol just in front of the church. So we couldn't have church service for almost an hour. That was the mischief that they used to do. So I said, Lord, that's not going to be. That's the reason I chose to just wait in the presence of God. I said, Lord, I'll go now. So my brothers came along. All right, to cut a long story short, when we were just going towards the temple on the road, There are big speakers, big loudspeakers, you know, huge loudspeakers, blaring. When we are just 150 feet away from that blaring loudspeakers, something like a lightning struck from clean blue skies. And that was the end of it. All sound was gone, all lighting was gone. How hard they tried to put up the lights and the sounds again, they could never do that again. They tried and tried, they failed. That festival came to a close on the opening day. And we got a glorious service on the Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God showed up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. All right, let me come to the Word of God. Amen. I'm excited about the Word of God tonight. Joshua, now, if you read through the first chapter of the book of Joshua, God tells Joshua like this, "My son Joshua, I'll be with you as I was with my servant Moses." That's exciting for me. God tells you even tonight that he will be with you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. He says, "I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will not run away from you." Sometimes it's we that run away. We give the slip to the Lord and run away. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. Right? Yeah. But he doesn't want to run away from us anytime. "I will be with you as I was with Moses." Joshua had known what God had done through the life of his beloved servant Moses. That is the reason he chose to be with Moses. Hallelujah. Some of you people here, let me tell you one thing. Stay with this man of God, with that anointing, high anointing on his life. I was talking about this there in India before I left. Those people that stay with the people of God, with the men of God, the pastors, you know, they get a rush of that anointing. They prosper, hallelujah. They prosper in life. And they come up in life in such a way. Joshua was one. Joshua knew how to relate to God. Hallelujah. How to relate to God. Tonight, people of God, men and women of God, you need to learn how to relate to God. How to build up an intimacy with God. So intimate with him that he will share his secrets with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, I was praying before the Lord. I spend hours and hours in the presence of God. I'm not boasting. No, 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 I'm telling you the truth. Every morning I'll sit in the presence of God. Evening I come back from the college where I worked. And I will not go after my friends or things like that. I'll go to my prayer chamber and sit there in the presence of God. Hear from God. Ask God to reveal secrets to me. And I would pray in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:26 talks about that. Sometimes I thought that, no, I could pray. But then I knew that I could not pray. It's the Holy Ghost who can pray through us. Romans 8:26, go home and read it. The word says, "For you do not know how to pray." We don't know how to pray. You allow the Holy Spirit of God to pray through you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was praying and the Holy Spirit of God brought to my mind one family that lived half a mile away from my home. And those children, they came to our church for Sunday school, but this was a Catholic family. Catholics, you know, they don't want to come to a spiritual church, do they? They want to go after their idols, right? So you want to just go by, you know, cross themselves. Well, God loves the Catholics. We are here tonight because God is going to do something for us tonight to put his burden on our hearts tonight. Hallelujah. These people are hurting without Jesus. What they need is not the traditions of this world. What they need is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the only hope, God is just now waiting for us to be his hands and to be his legs to carry the gospel to them. Amen. Hallelujah. So this family, I started praying. I prayed for this family in the morning, prayed for this family in the evening. I continued praying for 2-3 months at a stretch. Every time I knelt down and prayed in the presence of God, God will bring this family just in front of me, and I will begin to pray with the earnings by the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Sure enough, one evening, a friend of mine came. He's a missionary in North India. He was from a hardcore Hindu family, militant Hindu family. He and his brother, the Lord, saved them. And they came to our house, to my dad, who was the pastor then. And they grew up with us. So he came and said, "Brother, do you know one thing? This Bob Joseph is dying." And this man was the young man in that family. He was not very young, 33-year-old. He was working with the Central Reserve Protection Force of India. He was a robust young man. But then, while he was working, he had problems. And then I was told that he was dying. That was not good to hear. So that evening I did not go. I could not go. 15 pastors were with us in our church. I had to do everything for them. My friend and his pastors, they came to our place and we had a great time. I couldn't go. But when God has to do something with the servant of God, he will get it done. There may be a Jonah here, but God will get the thing done through that Jonah. Hello? Yes. 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 So the next day that man came to me and said, "Pastor, brother, did you go?" I said, "No. Pastor, why didn't you go? He's dying." Now why should he come and tell me the second time? That's God doing that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yes, that's God. So I said, "All right, I'll go today. I got to go to the town." So I picked one of the pastors, young pastor that he was, Pastor Selva Kumar, and said, "We have to go to the town and buy some provision. Come on the way. I need to go and pray in a house. Will you come with me?" He said, "I will." All right, we went. Sure enough, people of God, when I went there, the father stood at the door like this, you know, with a long face. I walked in. His mother was there, and then his wife, just emaciated, so weak, standing like this. And this man, Babu Joseph, was a sturdy fellow. He used to come to school, in the Sunday school and all that. 33-year-old Babu Joseph. He was just reduced to nothing. And he lay in that bed, 6-foot bed, in 3 feet. I had never seen an emaciated body like that in all my life. For all this, Dr. Imbraj knows that we lived next door to the TB sanatorium. I had seen TB patients die on the road. Just the bones, nothing else, and skin. But this man was reduced beyond that. The only sign of life in his face was that his eyeball moved when I walked past his bed. I thought it was a baby lying on the bed. And I said to his wife, "Come on, read the scriptures now." She said, "We are Catholics." I know that. They have a bigger Bible that they never read. They have the apocrypha with them. They carry it and put it in a nice place and keep it there. They never read the word of God. People of God, you and I need to feed on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is life for us. Hallelujah. God will speak to you through his word. God will speak to you in umpteen ways. God can speak to you even when you pray. Even when you sing a song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God can speak to you in any way, but you and I need to read the word of God. I'll tell you something very interesting, you know. They threw a dead body on a skeleton. You remember? The skeleton of the prophet, Elisha. And the moment this dead body hit the bones of the prophet, that dead body came to life. You know the reason why? The word of the Lord were in the bones of the prophet. You have the word of God in you. You have the power of God in your bones. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No tongue that is raised against you shall stand. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She said, we are Catholics. Come on. Bring your Bible. Big Bible. Along with the Apocrypha. Come on, open your Bible now. That's okay. That's a better big Bible. All right? Bigger Bible. Come on. Read the Word of God. The Word of God is just the same. Hallelujah. Amen? And I asked her to read some portions. Once she was done, I said, we'll pray. I did not go near that man. I just 2 feet away from the bed. And I prayed. When I prayed, the Lord revealed to me the secret behind his sickness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you can believe that, you know, God can reveal the secrets to you tonight? You want to have the secrets. Hallelujah. You want to have the secrets behind a success. Hallelujah. It's God who can give that secret to you. He will reveal the secrets in everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's none like our Father tonight. Hallelujah. He will reveal the secrets to us. How many of you are happy? I'm excited. I'm unable to stand here. Hallelujah. I'm excited because he is the one who will reveal the secrets to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. When this world is just not troubled without knowing the secrets of the matter. Hallelujah. It's our God who knows the secrets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They left him for dead. Even the Catholic priest had come and given the final bread and wine, right? Final communion. They were waiting for his burial. The men, no, the communist boys in my place who had given blood to this man when he was in his deathbed, they all expected him to die and they were ready to dig his grave. But God was not done with him. Hallelujah. When he revealed the secrets of his condition, of that dying condition, I took authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have authority, church. In the name of Jesus, we have authority. We have authority over children. We have authority over the society. We have authority over our government. Hallelujah. Talk about authority. The Christians have the authority. Child of God has the authority. Servants of the Lord have the authority. We have the authority. We have the authority. I was holding a nice big crusade. And the skies were now overloaded with black clouds. Looked like it would be a cloud burst. I got my piano accordion on my shoulder. This piano accordion and the waters, they go well in hand, you know that, right? I can't afford to get my piano accordion drenched in the water, in the rain, you know that, how it goes. The monsoon rains come, and I am standing on the platform with that piano accordion to sing us a couple of the lovely worship songs, just like you sang. I love to worship the Lord and sing, okay? I was standing there, and the first few drops came down, big. I got to take authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the glory of God, let me submit. The rain left then and there. We had a glorious crusade. If Joshua can stop the sun there and the moon there, we are serving the same God tonight. I come to this great nation. This is indeed a great nation. But it has great problems also. I'm not going to talk about all the problems. But I am going to talk about one thing and tell you that God is above all the problems. If the church is ready to shoulder responsibility and take up the authority in the name of Jesus, we can get our people saved. We can get our people delivered. We can get our people right on line with God. Hallelujah. Our children need not run away from us. Such evil things need not happen to our children. In my church, when I find that some person or some family has a problem, I call them up, counsel them, and lay my hands on them. I cast out the demon that's behind the problem. Hallelujah. And everything is done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, you know, I was praying for that man 2 feet away from his bed. The moment I prayed, the Lord revealed the secret behind his physical condition. When the Lord showed me that, then I become the hero. Hallelujah. I don't walk low like this. I walk with my head high up. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't fear anybody. I don't fear anybody because I fear him. Hallelujah. If you fear him, you don't have to fear anybody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devils will be so afraid of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the church. That's the body of Christ. Hallelujah. God has given the authority to the body of Christ, the invisible body of Christ that is not contained in walls, that's contained as a body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, full body. Oh, it is unblemished, not a wrinkle. Unblemished. That's for which the Lord is coming again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the moment I took authority, that demon left. Hallelujah. When I took authority, the glory of the Lord came down. Hallelujah. I don't have to even go and put my hands on people. All that I need is the glory of God to come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the glory of the Lord comes down, everything will be in place. Hallelujah. When I saw the glory of the Lord come down, I said, thank you, Jesus. And I opened my eyes. And this is what I saw for the glory of God. This man that was just lying in 3 feet. Oh, in such a very pathetic condition, like a baby boy. He shot up and sat in his bed. And he said, I am okay. I am okay. I am okay. Hallelujah. What can my God do? On the third day, I offered some food and drinks. The father said, oh, we'll buy good food for him. We'll do that. On the third day, I saw him walk on the road. Without telling me, he went and joined works. 3 months later, I was just rushing home to take my food. My home is near the college where I worked. So I was rushing home that afternoon. Sure enough, at that high speed, I saw somebody like Babu Joseph standing there. And I put my brakes on. I was 60 feet away from him when I stopped. This man came running like a young colt. And he said, how are you, Pastor? I'm all right. I'm all right now. How are you? They are doing excellently well even today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now this Jericho. You know what the meaning of this Jericho is? Ha! Jericho means the moon. Some of you must have done some good literature, right? I was a literature professor. What does the moon signify? What does the moon signify? All right. I don't blame you. The moon signifies crankiness. You heard about the moon disease? Right? Moon sickness. Yeah, they talk about that. Jericho! It's symbolic of this world. What is this world? Look at the world today. You will see its crankiness. Did I say something good? Did I say something right? I am not afraid, okay? To tell the truth. This world is in a fit now. It's crankly going after a few things which don't stay. People are just after the transient things of this world. They don't stay. They are not permanent. Those things that are seen are temporary. Those things that are not seen are permanent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why go after the transient things of this world when there are lasting, everlasting things of God with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jericho means the moon. You know the story of that man that left Jerusalem to go to Jericho, right? And you know what happened to him on the way? He needed a good Samaritan, didn't he? The good Samaritan is here even now for you, sister. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That's Jericho. That's closed down. None went in, none came out. It's locked up. This is not a small city. Oh, the huge walls. Chariots would run on the walls. And even that woman, Rahab, lived there. And children of God, the Israelites, you know, they didn't have cannons. They didn't have tanks, battle tanks. They didn't have their modern F-16. We always look for power like that, right? There is power in the name of Jesus. What the world cannot do, God will do in His name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise God for the power that we have in the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is God. I don't come to America to buy a big hammer to go to India and break all those idols there, okay? I come under the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. When we pray there, people who made those idols, they go and break them. Hallelujah. I don't have to break that. They who made those idols will break them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All that they need to do is to walk in the name of the Lord Jesus and to take authority in the name of Jesus. Wait in His presence to get the strategy for a situation, and then that works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Men of God, women of God, church of God, you need to have the strategy that God alone can give you. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to take much time, okay? All right? I'll try to be brief. Will that be all right? Okay. So Joshua, we see this Joshua. You know, in 5th chapter, verse number 13 onwards, you know, when you read, 5th chapter of the book of Joshua, go home and read it, okay? And then we see Joshua doing something like this. Joshua, no, I'll read that verse for you. That's very interesting there. If I can quickly read it for you, that'll open many eyes tonight. Hallelujah. The 5th chapter of the book of Joshua. And you'll read it like that. And it came to pass, verse number 13, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his drawn sword in his hand. I love that. I love that. Hallelujah. I love that. I'm excited today, Pastor. Hallelujah. Joshua, well, he did something. Hallelujah. He walked over to the plains of Jericho. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited that Joshua was not conferring with the admirals, not with the leaders in his group, not with the army people, not with the naval staff, not even with the air staff. You get me? He's alone, all by himself. Where? On the plains of Jericho. Are you happy about that? I'm excited tonight. Hallelujah. Children of God, men of God, you need to do what you need to do. Hallelujah. God is raising His leaders now. Moses was one of the greatest leaders the world has ever seen. And now with Joshua. And God gives His word to Joshua and tells him, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. This is a very frightening world. This is a very frightening world. But God tells us, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Can I give you some good news tonight? You always want good news, don't you? Right? Take the scriptures and read and find out that God tells, fear not, 366 times in the Word of God. Call it a leap year. God says, don't be afraid. Are you happy? Every morning when you wake up, God tells you, my child, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be afraid. That sickness, that the doctors call it anything. I'm not against doctors. My good friend is here. I love the service that they do. I have great admiration for them. But I know God as my healer. Hallelujah. When he could heal me, I know that he is able to heal anyone and everyone. He is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. I don't have time to tell you some of the wonderful healings that I have seen with my own eyes. I don't hear from somebody and come and report. No. These are things that I have seen with my own eyes. I don't have time to tell you about all those things. But I know one thing, that he can heal. He can heal. He can fix it. What looks impossible, he can do it. There is not a word called impossible with our God. Hallelujah. All things are possible, church. I always preach like this and say to my people in India, if at all something is wrong, it's wrong because of me. It's never wrong because of my God. If at all something goes bad, it's all because of me. It's nothing to do with my God. With him, nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Church, with him, nothing is wrong. He never does a mistake in your life, sister. Yes? Some things happen to you. It's true. But he's not the cause. He's always ready to set it right, provided you fall in line with him. We need to connect with his power. Right? Just as the pastor prayed, I liked it, you know? You know the magnet thing, no? I liked it. Yes, you need to fall in his presence. It's always 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people call by my name, they need to humble themselves. Seek his face. Turn away from the wicked ways unto God. Then God will heal America. God will heal the nations. God is calling the nations to himself. These are days when God wants the nations to seek him. God wants the nations to come to him. How about the Muslim nations? God loves those people. Hallelujah. God's love is flowing for them. When you walk in the love of God, those people will see the love of God in you and they'll turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. Recently in our church, a Muslim lady comes along with a Muslim dress. But during the worship time, when I see her, put her hands up high in the air and worshiping the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Before this Jericho that is closed down, strong Jericho, Joshua chooses to be alone on the plains of Jericho. God is looking for some people to be alone with him. Did you hear me right? Are you ready? Oftentimes we are just entangled with others, right? The telephone rings all the time. Some people don't even take out the telephone outside. They, no, take it off from their ears. That clings on. It's time to switch off some of those telephones and be in the presence of God to hear him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was all alone. He was seeking God. And the word of God, I just now read to you, it says, he lifted up his eyes. That is something very, very important. God always wants his people to lift up their eyes. How often do we lift up our eyes unto God? Psalm 121 reads like this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. The world may not help you. The people that you put your trust in may not help you. And I want to say that even those people that you expect them to help you will not help you. But I have news for you. He will help you at any time. He is the help. God is our help. At the very present time, in the times of trouble. Hallelujah. This man was there. And he lifted up his eyes. That's what God told Abraham. I don't have time. Lift up your eyes. Walk along. To the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Wherever you put your foot, I'll give that land to you. Hallelujah. You walk in faith and God will give the land to you. You walk in faith in your family, God will give your family to you. Walk in faith over your child, God will give the child to you. Hallelujah. Walk in faith over your neighborhood, God will give the people to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 These Hindus, you know, they're sometimes very hardcore. They don't understand things. They are blinded by idolatry. The devil blinds them. The devil is a blinder. He's a thief. Be very careful, right? Pull out your shotguns against him. You have the word of the Lord with you. That is the sword. Wield your sword against the devil, and the devil will be vanquished. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil is very sly also. He puts up a show of strength, but he's very sly. Have you seen the devil, Pastor? Anybody has seen the devil? Anybody? Oh, that's a hard question. I'm sorry. But I'll ask the question again. Have you ever seen the devil? Oh, you would say, oh, I don't want to see the devil. I want to see all the angels. That's good. I love to see the angels. Amen. I love to be in the presence of God. But Satan puts his head up one time or the other. Yeah. He sometimes comes to your house when you're sleeping, doesn't he? In the middle of the night, when you're fast asleep, he comes to sow some seeds, wicked seeds, in the night, when you're sleeping. That's what the word of God says. He doesn't run away from you saying that, no, you can sleep well. Come on, I'll be away. No, 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 no. The devil tries to come and sow some wicked seeds, right? Seeds of bitterness, seeds of hatred, seeds of sin. Bad seeds. The devil comes with the wrong seeds. Excuse me. But if you are full of the Holy Spirit of God, the Lord will already quicken your soul to resist the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like our Father. There's none like him. Hallelujah. There's none like him. He will forewarn us of what is going to come. Are you with me? Are you with me? I can stand here and testify certain beautiful things the Lord did to me before the devil even started doing it. Hallelujah. You have a nice saying like this, no? We have a proverb, some saying like this, no? To nip it in the bud. To nip it in the bud. All right? The Holy Spirit of God helps us to do that. To nip it in the bud. I love that. I didn't think about that when I came here, right? God wants to nip it in the bud. Before it sprouts out. Before the leaves come out. He wants to nip it in the bud. Glory. Hallelujah. Many times, you know, the Hindus in India, they cannot come and attack me. They cannot come and strike me. I'm a man of good standing. They don't do that to me. Right? We are people of influence. Yes, they cannot do that. But they are sly, as sly as the devil. They do and go and do witchcraft. In darkness. They do the witchcraft. Oh, some of you look like, oh, what is that? We have not heard about that. The devil is an international devil, said one of my friends. Only that he is very sophisticated in some places. Church, it's time to be in the presence of God and know the wickedness of the devil. He's the devil that's after your family, after the family of your beloved people. He's the devil that's at work in the world. When you are in the Holy Spirit of God, when you are full of the Holy Spirit of God, he will enable you to nip it up right in the bud. Hallelujah. It's from the Lord for you. Hallelujah. It's from the Spirit flowing for you. Hallelujah. God doesn't want that to grow and become a big tree and then you have to go and take the big axe or your big cutters and then go after them. No. You can nip it up in the bud. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. That's what the Lord has been doing to us in India. Amen. I can stand and testify how the Lord showed things to come even well beforehand. So I could rise up in the middle of the night and take authority over situations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give all praise to Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joshua had to lift up his eyes. Tonight, people of God, this is time to look up. Look up to him who hung on Calvary for you. They looked up unto him and they were not ashamed. If you look up unto him, you'll never be ashamed. The world will be ashamed. The world will be put to shame. You will not be ashamed, brother. You'll not be ashamed, sister. I challenge you tonight. You'll never be ashamed. God says, my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Can I give a nice wave offering to the Lord? He will never let you be ashamed. Hallelujah. You will walk tall. You will rise tall. You will talk tall. And you will live tall. Shamaralaba. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Time is fleeting by, Pastor. I don't know. I need to stop. I know that. All right, now quickly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When Joshua lifted up his eyes, this is what he saw. He saw something. People of God, tonight, let me challenge you. When you lift your eyes up, when you open your spiritual eyes wide, you will see something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you really want to have that beautiful experience in your life even tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll see something. The Lord will show something to you. The Lord will reveal things to you. Hallelujah. The secret of the Lord are with his disciples, with his servants. Hallelujah. Yes, he will tell us. He will tell the man of God, tell the church what he is going to do. Amen. Things that are going to be, he will tell us in advance. The tsunami struck in India. You know that? 2005? Right? You heard about the tsunami striking the shores of India? me and my wife and our daughters, we were in the waters. Playing. Just hours before the tsunami, Pastor. The Lord told me about the tsunami coming. And we left immediately. Did you get me? You get me? The tsunami struck. It left several hundreds of people dead. God will forewarn you of the dangers that are going to come to this nation. Yes. He will reveal the secrets. Yes. I don't know why I'm going to that again. There is the need for that in this church. He wait in his presence and he will reveal the secrets to us. Hallelujah. The secrets of success. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joshua saw something. This is a big challenge that is before this. What shall I say? These people who have some gold and silver with them. No weapons about them. The Israelites. Large number of people. The priests had only the trumpets. And some had their beautiful musical instruments. Yes. They didn't have our modern AK-47 rifles. No, they were not armored. They looked like a poor lot. Right? But Joshua had to see something. He saw it when he lifted up his eyes. He saw the angel of the Lord stand there with the drawn sword. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dear people of God, he is already there with the drawn sword for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may think that no help is not all the way. I've been praying. I've been faithful to the church. I'm not finding the help. But I got news to tell you tonight, dear people of God. When you stay in the presence of God, when you lift your eyes up, you will be able to see the angel of the Lord himself with the drawn sword. He goes and asks him, are you of our side or do you belong to the enemies? Let me tell you, church, he is always on your side. He is not on the side of your enemy, no. He is on our side, hallelujah. Can we give a nice clap offering to the Lord? He is on our side. Before the victory is done, before the battle is won, he is already there with the drawn sword. Glory, hallelujah. Church, he is there for us with the drawn sword. Hallelujah. He is here tonight with the drawn sword. Hallelujah. When the angel of the Lord himself, when he draws out the sword, what will happen to the enemies? What can all the 33 million gods and goddesses in India do before the sword of God? Praise God. They'll come to nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking about the devil. I forgot it. The Lord reminds me now. I have seen the devil. Never be afraid of the devil, okay? He's only 4 foot tall. I did not joke. That's truth. He's only 4 foot tall. All that he needs is a smack from you. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Great and mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Great and mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, people of God, what's our Jericho? It's going to crumble down. Hallelujah. It's going to crumble down. Tonight, the Lord is going to do something in our lives. Are you ready for that? Really ready? Put your hands up and praise him. We all face our difficulties, that's true. We all have our challenges. But I have come with the good news from the Lord. The word from the Lord saying that baffling walls of Jericho, you don't have to push them down. You don't have to just pull them down. You don't have to put your force against them down. God is going to do it for you. God is going to bring them down for you. When you do things as God wants you to do them, he is going to do the work for you. He is going to do the work for you. All these battlements, all these embankments, all these huge walls, huge stones that you can do nothing with your hands on, right? Well, they will all crumble down under the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall we stand to our feet? With one more word I'm going to close. The Holy Spirit very intensely is here. Yes, my brother, come on the organ. Have some music. I see the intensity of the Spirit of the Lord here tonight. He wants to do something marvelous to every one of us here tonight. He doesn't want to spare anybody. Not even me. He wants to do something. Are you happy? God said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. How many of us are really ready to do that? How many of us are ready to open our mouth and talk about Jesus? Let come what may. I can stand boldly in any of the streets in America and preach about Jesus. You know that? They cannot call 911. I don't care. I am a different brand. Because my visa is like that. God knows what he is doing, right? I am humbled when I say that. God told Joshua like this. As long as you live, there will be none that can stand against you. My heart jumps for that.
I don't know about you. My heart jumps at it. As long as you live, there'll be none to stand against you. None will be more than 4 foot tall before you. Church, none will be more than 4 foot tall before you. None will be more than 4 foot. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Always remember the time when God sent missionaries from America. When a man of God came all the way from Ohio. My daddy received the Lord into his heart. And he needed God to send another missionary from Europe. From Norway. Brother Ian North. When he came to my little town and preached that word of God from the pulpit. The Lord began to speak to me in my heart and got me saved. I was only 11 and he gave me the call for the ministry. Finally, God said, he was preaching from the pulpit. I was listening. I'm a good listener. But I listened to the Holy Ghost. And God said, my son, will you live for me? Will you take my gospel to the nations? All that I could do was surrender myself and say, yes, Lord. All that you need to do tonight is to surrender yourself and say, yes, Lord. And he will take over. What he told me years ago, I see him fulfill all that in my life. This past 15 years, God is taking me to nations that I never even dreamt that I would be able to go. Preach the gospel in nations. Preach the gospel in North India. Among those hardcore Hindus, caste-ridden North India. I'll give you one small thing, then I'm going to pray with you. God enabled me to go to that man of God that God raised from our church, Ravi Abraham. I took 2 flights, went to Vizag, and from there we rented a taxi that went 6 hours up on the mountains. Oh, it was the ride of my life. My God. The roughest terrain. Several miles. I did not see any life of human habitation. Just desolate. Here a tree, there a tree. Mountains. And as we were racing along in that rugged road, I saw someone like this, something like, looked like somebody from a far distance. I saw, and I looked intently because it was on the road. When I looked, when we came closer, sure enough, it was a man. No sign of life around, and this man is walking on this road. This God-forbidden road. Where is he going? I saw something on his shoulders. But as the car came nearer and nearer, I saw that it was a girl baby, maybe 10 or 11 years of age past. And the baby's head and hands were just dangling behind his back. I asked the driver of the car to stop the car. He would not stop the car because he knew better. He was afraid. He was passing by at the same speed, trying to avoid the man and go. I was looking through the window and I saw the face of this man that reminded me of the demoniac at Gadarenes. The driver would not stop. My heart sank. I said, cried, Lord, I do not know what happened to that baby girl. What was he going to do with her? In such a place. Such was her condition. Oh God, I tried to stop the car again. No, you're not stopping. I cried out to God. Just 2 months back, A lady walks into our church from a high caste Hindu family background. I didn't know who she was. She came with her son. I went in that anointing, I touched her. She went down under the power of God. People held her up. And she started weeping. And this is what she said. Pastor, if only I had come to this church 6 months ago, I wouldn't have lost my husband. He died of a massive heart attack. The fear of the Lord gives you long life. When I heard that, I said, Lord, the gospel is so urgent. Here tonight, people of God, the gospel is so urgent. Are you ready to be at the feet of God like Mary? Hear His voice and then do His will. The world out there is waiting for the church to go with the word of God. The world out there is dying without Jesus. The world out there is just waiting for the good news of the gospel that God has put in your hands. In your hands. And we are responsible. Gospel is so urgent like never before. The God of the battles is with us already. He's there with the drawn sword to bring down all strongholds of the enemy, and the blindness of the people will be removed. They'll begin to see the light, the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When they see Him, they'll run to Him. When His light shines on them, their darkness will be dispelled. Are you ready, church? Are you ready, church, tonight? Shall we close our eyes in the presence of God for a moment's time? Just begin to praise God. And I'm going to give a call tonight. I'm going to give an open call tonight. That Jericho is nothing for you, dear. Because God is there for you already with a drawn sword. But He wants you tonight. It's not our problems that matter. It is the burden of the Lord that matters. Hallelujah. I didn't choose to have my comforts. I chose to throw my comforts away. To take the gospel to the unreached people. To the people in every nation. This country that sent all the missionaries. Dear people of God, God wants you to rise up again. To carry this gospel to those unreached places. In our crusades in North India, we see thousands running to the platform to be saved. Thousands are delivered from demonic oppressions. Thousands get healed of diverse diseases. The deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk. People bedridden, they rise up and dance on the platform by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Dear people of God, will you choose to wait in the presence of God? Give your quality time to Jesus and learn of Him and know of Him and be ready to submit yourself to Him to do His perfect will. If you are there, if you are ready, put your hands up. Not that I want to see your hands. It's God who wants to see your hands. Put your hands up as high as possible, because you are not raising your hand to me. I don't have to see your hand. But He is calling on you, dear people of God. Beloved of the Lord, He is calling on you. He is calling on you. When you intercede for the people that are in distress, God sends His angels for you. God sends his angels for you. Isaiah 54 and verse number 3 again. You will break forth to the left and to the right. God's calling you. God's calling you. You need to look up and see the angel of the Lord with a drawn sword. Shalama rebala raba. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, almost everyone lifted hands. If I needed you to come to a friend, you'll all come to a friend. I know that. But however, if you need special prayer, you can walk to the friend. If you need a special touch from God tonight, if you need a special touch, that empowerment by the Holy Spirit of God, if you need a special touch, you can come to the friend. I don't have to even come and touch you. It's the Holy Ghost that does the work tonight. He's at work with you, I know that. You can walk over. Can walk over. Glory. You will never be the same sister again. You'll never be the same sister. Brother, your life will never be the same. You are rising up tonight as a warrior of the Lord, as one of the leaders that God is going to raise you in this generation. God's not calling you to be an ordinary man. God wants to give his supernatural authority on your life. When you walk in, people will know that God is with you. Hallelujah. People will know that God's power is upon your life. People will know that you are the hope of their situation. Yes, receive that now. That anointing is here. Church, receive that now. Raise your hands. Worship the Lord and receive it. Receive it. That anointing is there. That anointing is there. It's flowing, I know. That anointing is there now. Yes, you didn't come here to listen to another sermon. You came here to hear God. He's calling on you. He's calling on you. The gospel is more urgent than ever. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. Will you open your mouth and talk about the love of God to others? What he has done in your life to other people, dear people of God? Will you do that? Will you do that from tonight? Will you make that vow to God? Say, I'll talk about the goodness of the Lord. Let sinners be saved. Let bondages be broken. Let every work of the devil be destroyed. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. We are here tonight to do the works of God. We don't fight with flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and powers in high places. Just open your mouths and praise him and receive that anointing tonight. You are not going to leave this church without getting that anointing. Yes, that anointing is flowing on you. It's not a matter that I come and lay my hands on you. It's the Holy Ghost who does this work on you. Receive it now. Oh, the days are numbered. Let me tell you, you are in the 11th hour. You know you are at the 11th hour. This world cannot go on for too long. Let me tell you. This world is already shaking. We are the last hour. And I have something to tell you. You are the people God has chosen for this hour. Hallelujah. We are the people God has chosen for this hour. We are the church. We are the people God has chosen for this hour. I'm happy that I was not born 100 years ago. I'm happy God has placed me here now. Oh, Rabba, Baba. Open your mouth and just give a praise to him. Talk to Jesus. Submit your life to him. Make a new submission to God. Yes, this time receive that power. Receive that anointing that flows. Yes, brother, receive it. Oh, Rabba, Shala. Yes, it's for you, dear. Take it now. Don't look at the walls of Jericho. Don't look at the walls of Jericho there again. Don't look at Jericho again now. Now look at Jesus who stands for you with the drawn sword. Come on. Oh, Shandara. I'll tell you one more thing. God blessed Abraham. He was Abraham. God made him Abraham, father of many nations. Why? To make him a blessing to you and I also tonight. Tonight, God's blessings come on you. That Jericho will be pulled down. Hallelujah. God's glory will shine on you. God's power will be manifested on you. You will not be crying for that Jericho. But you will be going forward. Going forward in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. In the power of the Spirit of God. You'll be going forward to win nations for the Lord. Shall we give a nice praise offering to the Lord? Nice praise offering to the Lord. Hallelujah.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org, and you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.